Welcome to Legislative Report. Joining me today is Representative Brian Cutler of Lancaster County. And Representative Cutler, the last time that we were together, Governor Tom Wolf was preparing to announce his budget proposal for the next fiscal year before a joint legislative session. He's presented that budget proposal, and give us your thoughts on his $32.3 billion budget plan.
Well, I think when you look at the governor's budget proposal, I think it's fair to say that this year's starting point is significantly better than either of the last two in terms of his approach to streamlining government, consolidating some areas of government, as well as some of his recommended closures and cost savings associated in the correction system. I think that's all a very good start. However, when you look at some of the other pieces, and we're currently going through these with the appropriations process. Both the House and the Senate started appropriations hearings. They're going quite well. They bring each individual department in to ask about the individual cuts that are proposed or the increases that are proposed. That way we can get a better understanding of what the governor intends to do with the money. And when you look at that, there are certainly some areas that are important to Lancaster County that the governor has highlighted for reductions, mainly related to ag-related expenses in the Department of Ag. But also in other areas as well. When you look at the consolidation of the Health and Human Services, drug and alcohol rehab programs, and aging and older adult services, some of the proposals in each one of those areas, the governor wants to consolidate and streamline government. I think that's a great initiative, personally. Myself and Representative George Dunbar had worked on a results-first idea where we would budget according to which programs work the best. I think we would all agree that that is the preferred approach as opposed to simply increasing money each year to go to programs that may or may not have merit. But we need to make sure that each of his proposals is properly vetted and then make sure that it really is spending the money in the best manner possible for us as taxpayers. At the end of the day, I am very encouraged by the fact that the governor wants to visit this discussion. It's one that we've been trying to have for some time, not just with him, but with both Governors Corbett and Rendell as well. So I think we're moving government in the right direction, which is making it smaller and more efficient. But I also think we need to recognize that when we look at cuts, you just can't say cut someone else's program, you know, not mine. And so we have to have a real discussion, and there can't be any sacred cows in terms of the state budget as we go forward. So we're going to have an open and honest discussion. I want to hear from constituents in terms of which programs impact them on a daily basis. I'd encourage them to call the office, 717-284-1965, or visit our website, www.repcutler.com, and share your thoughts. We're going to be having a town hall meeting coming up, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit. That'd be another great opportunity to share those thoughts as well. But we've got about a window of about 8 weeks now where we're collecting information, and then the budget will move.
You have this upcoming town hall meeting. Give us the details as far as the date, the time, and the location.
Well, space is limited, so we're asking for RSVPs. It's going to be at the Paradise Township Municipal Building from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on March the 16th. Doors will open at about 6:30 that evening, and then that's up off of Route 30. If anybody wants to RSVP or needs directions, they can contact us, and we'll be happy to provide that. And I think it's a good opportunity. Generally, we get 40 people or so at these meetings, and we usually discuss a wide variety of issues. I mean, it won't be just limited to the budget. I know oftentimes local construction projects come up, or bridge projects and things like that. So I'm sure that'll all be on the menu for the evening.
Representative Brian Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.